Let's go across the Deception Pass Bridge.
The calls you are about to hear are true.
Yes, sir.
Really?
Yes, sir.
No, really. It's Whidbey Island 911. Here's Brad and John.
All right, son, the party's over. Let's have that grenade.
No, that look never gets old on a really nice day, looking out across the Deception Pass Bridge. We got the Whidbey Island 911 calls. These are real emergencies that the authorities out there on Whidbey Island have to deal with on a day-in, day-out basis. Let's begin Thursday, March 21st, 4:35 p.m., undisclosed location. 911 caller says, a group of teenage girls were on a patio being all inappropriate. Tuesday, March 26th, 4:56 a.m., Goldie Street. 911 caller says, someone rang my doorbell and left a bunch of female items on my porch. Wednesday, March 27th, 10:55 p.m., undisclosed location. 911 caller says, my nose started burning when I went outside. Friday, March 29th, 9:17 p.m., 911 caller says, there's two people fighting outside of the kidney center. Didn't know there was the kidney center. Is that where the sporting events are? We've sold out the kidney center tonight. A big game featuring Oak Harbor High and Mount Vernon High School.
A kidney punch at the kidney center fight.
Friday, March 29th, 12:42 p.m., Midway Boulevard. 911 caller says, have you seen the naked woman wrapped in a towel running down the road? And finally, Friday, March 29th, 9:38 p.m., Cochise Street. 911 caller says, some guy in a Volkswagen Golf is threatening to erase people.
I'll call the office, get a couple of black and whites up here to take them in.